Hi, everybody, and welcome to Beyond90Seconds.com. I'm your host, Mark Horner. It has been a busy day collecting and gathering information regarding the Wayne Bentz story today. You can find what's been happening in court this morning concerning Mr. Bentz's arraignment below on this blog as I've continued to update it throughout the morning and into the afternoon. Some of you have emailed to say, well, Mark, what about this $150,000 unsecured bond handed down by Judge Baca today? What does that mean? Is Bent in custody? Well, as best as I can tell at this point, Bent is not in custody. And I spoke on the phone a short moment ago with Sergeant Bobby Long with the Clayton, New Mexico Police Department. If Bent was in custody, she should be seeing him in a holding cell there in Clayton, New Mexico. She hasn't seen him. And according to what she told me, basically this all amounts to Bent having to keep a promise to show up for his next court date, or else a warrant will be issued.
Okay, usually whenever they set a bond and it's like $150,000 unsecured bond, basically that's an appearance bond that they release you on, which means that you can get out of jail without putting the money up, but then if you don't make your court dates, they can issue a bench warrant, and that bench warrant will have on there the bond will be $150,000. Then you have to have the cash to get out.
So
you want to get out.
Excuse me. Then in that particular case, should a warrant have to be issued and it was a $150,000 bond, that's typically a cash-only bond?
Yes.
Because Sergeant Long works at the same city county jail where Wayne Bent had previously spent some time in early May following his initial arrest, I thought I'd ask her about Bent's stay at that time. Many of you may recall that an ambulance was actually sent to the jail because Bent had not been feeling well. You had Mr. Bent in your facility for a prior stay, did you not?
Yes, we did.
He got sick at that time, didn't he?
Well, he wasn't eating at that time.
How would you describe him as an inmate? Was he cooperative?
Oh, he was very cooperative. He was quiet, stayed mostly to himself.
And if he were to be returned as a result of this morning's proceedings, he'd most likely already be there or on his way, and by all indications, there is no plan for him to show up at your facility anytime soon. It appears that he is still out free, and he's just got to keep his promise to show up for the next court appearance.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Was that quite a day when the ambulance showed up on that previous day?
Oh, for Mr. Bent?
Right.
Well, I think he was just... I think it got to him, you know. Everything just kind of hit him all at once. And so, but he was fine after that.
Is there anything else I haven't asked you that you would like to share with us?
No, I can't think of anything.
How about your facility?
But I do know...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I do know that if they did arrest him, or if he was supposed to come in, he would have probably been here by now if they had court this morning. But on an appearance bond, like I said, he's out on his own recognizance pretty much.
Fantastic. Well, ma'am, I thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Before I let you go, may I ask you, how many cells do you have, and kind of is it a recently constructed facility, or are you like so much of the rural areas? And I lived in New Mexico for 10 years where you're dealing with some older facilities.
Well, that's our facility. It's pretty old. We have an isolation cell, a women's cell, and then we have the general population that has 4 cells, a day room, and 2 cells per... I mean, 2 bunks per cell. So we can hold up to 12 people.
When Mr. Bent,
it's a real small facility.
Very, very good. When Mr. Bent was there on his prior visit, was he in the general population?
Yes, he was.
And a very good inmate, if you will.
Yes.
Okay.
He didn't cause any problems. He was very quiet and cooperative. He just real quiet. Didn't talk a lot to the other inmates, or, you know, would go check on him and to make sure he was okay and stuff like that. But other than that, he was just very quiet.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Okay, you're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And it is my hope that this interview ultimately proves to shed some additional light on this morning's arraignment concerning Wayne Bent and his subsequent $150,000 unsecured bond, all of that taking place this morning up in Raton, New Mexico. And I do want to say one final thank you to Sergeant Bobby Long of the Clayton Police Department for agreeing to this interview today. And thanks to all of you for visiting our blog, beyond90seconds.com. I say our blog, what am I saying? It's my blog. I'm not going to pretend to have an army of people. It's pretty much just me. But with you involved, it's us, and we develop a community. And I really do want you to know that I do appreciate your visits to the blog, and you're taking the time to even play these podcasts and participate in this collection of information, if you will. So until next time, this is Mark Horner saying, have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.